this morning. I am going to talk about three topics this morning just to keep it interesting. I'm up here for a long time. The first one is going to be non-attainment designations under the new ozone standard. The second one is going to be evaluating or really looking at EPA's development of methane standards for existing sources. And the final, if we have time, is just touching briefly on a Texas Supreme Court decision with regards to nuisance. So let's start off with ozone. EPA has established ozone standards four times over the past several years. The first one was in 1979 for 125 parts per billion. They then lowered that standard to 85 parts per billion in 1997, again lowered it again in 2008 to 75 parts per billion, and now most recently issued the lowest standard issued to date for ozone at 70 parts per billion. Now, what's significant is every time they issue one of these non-attainment standards or one of these ozone standards, they go through a new process. This process is called designating non-attainment areas. So that's what we're in right now. EPA promulgated the final standard at the end of last year, so now we're in the process for the state and ultimately EPA to designate non-attainment areas under this new 70 parts per billion standard. Well, what does that mean? Well, if you're designated a non-attainment area, you may have additional regulations imposed on sources in that non-attainment area. Permitting is definitely going to become more stringent in that non-attainment area. And you also have additional requirements imposed upon transportation planning and other government resources in a non-attainment area. So how do they determine what a non-attainment area is? That's what we're going to be talking a little bit about today. And if you have assets that are in a potential non-attainment area,